Serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Seth, we got somebody on hold here that didn't call yesterday, so we're going to get to him in just a second. But go ahead. I see your mouth moving.
Oh, no, no. I mean, that's just, we were talking about Draymond as a point guard on this team, and I understand that, like, right now, there's a lot of, like, positionless players in the league, right? And there's many ways to set up your offense. There's no, like, right or wrong. Like, it's right. Kind of like preference and stuff. But there are some things that I believe in if you're going to be a ball handler that is an offense initiator. Like, okay, for example, when we say point guard, there are scoring point guards, there's passing point guards, and there's blends of the two, right?
Right.
Nikola Jokic, at times, brings the ball up the floor for Denver and initiates their offense.
Point center?
What?
Point center?
Yeah, but you get where I'm going with this. But they also have Jamal Murray, and he's going to be out for some time, and so they're going to have other guys play. Like, there's many ways to initiate offense, but when I look at some of the great initiators of offense, the one thing that they can do that Draymond just refuses to do at times is dribble drive penetration, right? You have got to make the defense bend. Yep. You can't just come up to the top of the key, stop, hold the ball, and wait for people to move off ball. Mm-hmm. Because now because your lack of shooting and because that they're sagging off you and they're saying, we dare you to take that 3-point. Right. It's 4-on-5 on the back end of that. And so you're just holding the ball waiting for someone to come off of a screen. Now, when you're a threat to dribble drive penetrate, they have to come up to you, right? And they don't want you getting into the lane for a layup. They don't want you getting into the lane, kicking it out to an open 3-point shooter, and then thus rotating their defense. Like, you're not a threat to shoot and you're not a threat to dribble drive penetrate. You're making it more hard on yourself. And then you look at Draymond's, if we want to go deep here, the great point guards, point forwards, point centers, whatever you want to call them, their assist to turnover ratio is somewhere in the 2.5 to 3.5 range. Those are the good to great ones, whether it's Halliburton, who led in assists per game last year, or even a LeBron James, who's one of the great passers of all time. Like, he's usually been at 2.5 to 3.5 to 1 assist to turnover ratio. Last year, Chris Paul was like 3.5 to 1.
Yeah, no, Chris Paul's notoriously great. He excels when it comes to assist to turnover ratio. And I know where you're getting to with Draymond Green. The turnovers, and it's the live ball turnovers, and it's the turnovers where it's just, hey, there was one yesterday, I think he was throwing it down. Who's he throwing it down the floor to? And it just got intercepted. I think about the 2019 finals, not to revisit that, but to your point about turnover to assist ratio, Draymond Green had 30 turnovers in that 6-game series against Toronto. And there's one possession that sticks out to me. Iguodala and Draymond's on the floor. It's game 4 or game 6. I forget the game. But they're both on the wing. Iguodala passes Draymond, wide open, passes back, wide open, passes back. Guy's got to shoot. So what my issue sometimes at times is Draymond Green. There was a possession, was it late third quarter, early fourth quarter, where he's in the mid-post, and Zubac is not even guarding him. But Draymond's not in that triple threat position to where he's not even looking at the rim.
Exactly.
And so it's like you're not even being a threat to shoot it. At least Looney now, you see him now, he's starting to face up to the basket to make himself a threat to shoot that mid-range jumper. Draymond at times is not in that triple threat position offensively, and that's not threatening the defense whatsoever. They're just saying, we're going to play the pass, and dare him to shoot it. He's going to have to make the defense pay at some point this season.
There's no doubt. And God, you're bringing up so many great points here. But like, and this is where I tell him, like, hey, dude, you pick your dribble up way too often at the top of the key, and then you're sitting here pointing and begging and and then he'll throw a bad turnover where he's forcing it into multiple people. It's like, well, yeah, because they're playing 5-on-4 on the back end, and the defense has numbers and advantages. You've picked your dribble up. You're not going to shoot from there. I'm getting way too deep into the X's and O's, but it really bugs me. No, it bugs me. And then conversely, Pods does a lot of similar things to Draymond as a point guard, but this is where Pods frustrates me. He does the dribble drive penetration, but refuses to shoot
it. He's got to look for a shot.
And then the defense is like, well, we know you're not going to take that bunny or that runner or that floater in the lane. And so we don't have to, guard you that hard. We're playing the passing lanes. Yep. And so right now, they kind of do have a point guard problem. Yep. And that's why I go back to D'Anthony Melton, who you referenced, and I really want to see him play.
Yeah, they really don't have a natural point guard.
They don't.
You know, even when it comes to Kyle Anderson, you know, they don't have that natural point guard. Now, can you go get one? Do you need one? You know, we got Stephen Curry. It's all about the combinations, right? I think Pods can be that guy. But like you mentioned, he's got to be more aggressive offensively to look for his more shot. And tonight, they're going to have to. They've got no choice, right? They've got no choice with Steph, Wiggins, and De'Anthony Melton out.
So, like, getting back to the original point that we were getting at, this isn't even just, it's just the pieces they have together don't necessarily fit in cohesion, especially when Curry's out. But, like, it's just, it's a little clunky at times, and they're going to have to make some adjustments right now. No I doubt. Think I could use another big. They need a rim runner. Like, there's a lot that's going on, but they need Draymond engaged. That's where it starts.
Well, I think he was engaged. I don't think he didn't have it. He didn't have it on Sunday, and it happens.
Okay.
You have bad games, but maybe more aggressive offensively, I would say, because I don't want to put it on a player and say, hey, man, this player's not engaged. This guy's not into it. This guy's not playing hard. This guy's not doing that. I'm not going to go that far, but I do think they need an aggressive guy, especially now, because you got to get buckets in this league. You got to get buckets. You can play all the defense in the world, but you have to get buckets. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno.
Hey, Rob.
Rob, man, I called you out yesterday, man. I love you, Rob, but we got to give credit when credit's due. You didn't call me after Victory Monday, man, against the Cowboys.
Look, man, I told y'all last week we were going to beat the Cowboys. I told y'all last week that we finna go on a 3-game winning streak. Oh. We finna beat Tampa, and we finna beat the Buccaneers. Tampa and Seattle. Run yep. the tape. I said that.
Yeah, you did. You did say that. That's fair. That's fair.
And then I got like the Peasants go first, man. You understand me? That's the right two. Everybody was like, then I came and I said what I had to say. But yeah, the 49ers played the game I expected them to play. I like Crescendo. You know, he reminded me of Mostert with that speed.
Oh, Grindo,
I think
yeah.
No care.
Oh, yeah, my boy Grindo.
Yeah. Lenore and Mustafa, yeah. I think Tyler Fonger, he ain't going to be back here next year. Mustafa one of them ones. But I want to talk about the Warriors, though. The Warriors, man, look, man, Draymond Green, Kaczynski. Remember, he was supposed to be an all-star player. They was talking about even an all-star player next year. Yeah, man, come on, man. Draymond needs to step up. You know what I'm saying? He's making his money. It's time for you to score at least 15 points, man. Kaczynski, what are you doing? You supposed to replace Clay. All you did was replace the bench. You know what I'm saying? So the Warriors, like I said, they matched to me is going to be 40 games. Now, I say that's with Steph not hurt. Now it's Steph hurt. And one more thing, man, shout out to Klay Thompson, man. That guy's so washed right now. You know what I mean? He's getting smooth turns. He's getting easy turns.
Hey.
The thing is, he playing with two ball hogs, so it's not even the same type of offense. He playing with two dominant balls, and he's still getting his 18-20. But he was washed with Golden State, huh? And then Kuminga, look, man, Kuminga just don't fit with Steve Kerr. They don't like the same style of basketball. It's never going to work. Hint why they ain't paying him. So for Kuminga to do something, he's going to have to go to another team. He just don't fit with Kerr and the Warriors organization how to want to play. That's my thing.
I'm starting to agree with you in the sense that it feels to me like the Warriors are either holding on. Again, this is just my feel, okay? That something's – I was really excited for Kuminga heading into this year, but it's like they're trying to force him to play a specific way of ball that he clearly – It's not the best way for him to play ball. And so there's something's got to give. Either they've got to run some more stuff that's going to work for him, and now with Curry out, maybe you start experimenting with some of that, or he is one of the centerpieces in a trade.
Klay Thompson so far, 19.7 points per game, 47.5% from the floor, 45.5% from the three-point line. I'm going to throw it with a bunch of Laker buddies. They're like, Bonte, how'd you let him go?
The Lakers!
Bonte, how'd you let him go? I mean, look, we're not going to do this every day. He needed to change the scenery. Warriors needed to change the scenery. But I am happy for Klay Thompson. He looks smooth out there in Dallas, and he's getting wide open looks playing off of Luka and Kyrie. And Luka's not even in shape yet. He's not even in shape. I mean,
will he ever be?
No, he never. He kind of uses the first part of the season to get in shape. But Klay looks good right now in that Mavericks uniform, man. There's no doubt about that. So,
good for him.
He wasn't washed because his last 30 games, he shot 43% from the three-point line and 46% from the floor. So I don't know where the wash conversation came from. Let's go to Oscar Stockton. Oscar, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, man, check this out. I'm Chasky. You guys got to understand, we got to stop panicking so much. Especially, I'm a Warrior fan. But I'm gonna talk about the Niners because I haven't even been calling in. But I'm telling you guys, it's right on. The fans are just, I mean, Stop being so fair weather. The Niners is 4-4. And I'm a Raiders fan. At the end of the year, the Niners are going to be all right. They got good coaching and good organizations. So that means they're going to be there at the end. I mean, we are just panicking in the Bay Area. I mean, suddenly with my birthday, I'm going to have a good outlook. And with the Warriors, oh, my God. I've been watching the Warriors, and we are going to be good. And with Draymond Green, man, y'all know, we all know what Draymond does. Why are we just harping on that this morning? We got a team, and it's going to show tonight and Wednesday. And with Kuminga, I'm saying the same thing you guys are saying. He's pressing out there because right now he's just trying to go. We don't need him for points. The only way he's going to get a contract, he's going to use that athletic body to play defense, rebound, and play smart. Because if not, like you say, they're going to trade him because he's not ready for no $225 million because he doesn't have enough basketball experience. And that's why they're not going to give him that money. But I love Kuminga, but he's not ready for that type of money.
Oscar, I love your optimism. I do love your optimism. I'm just looking at the next seven for the Warriors, and it's a pivotal seven because you don't want to fall too far behind in this Western Conference. The Lakers are better, Oscar. The Mavericks are better. The Suns are better. The Clippers are surprised us winning 2-3, and they played the Suns very tough in the home opener. So how long can the Warriors navigate without Stephen Curry, De'Anthony Melton, and Andrew Wiggins? Andrew Wiggins is out today, Oscar. That's 20 points. Stephen Curry, you know he's good for 25, and then Melton's gone. That's a lot of production that you're missing tonight against the Pelicans team that's looking to get back on track.
Okay, let me say something. That's why we want to see we got strength in numbers. And these boys we got on our team, they're going to play, man. And we will see. That's why it's good early in the year we can reevaluate and see what we got. But I'm going to tell you right now, don't count out the Warriors youngsters, man, because I've been watching them since they've been playing. They're just as good as the Pelicans. And I know the Warriors are going to win tonight. They're going to win tomorrow. And Steph will be back and Andrew will be back. They're better, man. We're a better team this year. Remember that. We are a better team, too. Y'all have a good day, my man.